Hello, hello. From where I come from, Nigeria, we have this culture of always saying Happy New Month. Like, so our Happy New greeting does not end at the on the first of the year, right? So we don't only say Happy New Year and then it ends there. No, every single month we'll say Happy New Month. So Happy New Month. Welcome to February. I hope that January was good to you. If it wasn't, well, you're still here. You're still breathing. So it means there is hope, right? So don't despair. But if it was great, I hope you're excited for what's to come in February. So one more time, Happy New Month. Okay, so this is a new segment on the show called, wait for it, Monthly Chill with EJ. Yes, we're chilling. Okay, so Monthly Chill with EJ is going to come to you every first Wednesday of every new month. So that I can wish you Happy New Month. We can kind of take stock of what the past month was like. And then if there are any updates from me, I'm going to share with you. The whole goal of this segment is so that you can get to know me better. And perhaps I can get to know you better. Only if you choose to engage with me on a very chill level. And I'm really, really looking forward to it. What would that look like? It would look like you reaching out to me all through the month, sending me questions, personal questions, business questions. I mean, I don't mean like business, so I'm not a business person. I'm trying to be. But basically, you know the things I talk about, personal development, personal growth, and things like that, coaching, things like that. So if you have questions in any of those areas, podcasting, event hosting, things like that, yes, send me those questions all through the month. I'll collate them, and on Monthly Chill with EJ, I get to review those questions, answer the ones I can answer, and tell you the ones I don't have answers to. All right. So that's how it's going to go. That's how we're going to roll going forward. So this is more like the first edition of the Monthly Chill with Energetic EJ. Don't go anywhere. I will be right back. If you're a woman in your 40s, then you might be able to relate with what I have to say. There is this dissatisfaction you feel. Because for the longest time, you have pushed aside your own dreams on the table of sacrificing for those that you love. Before now, you told yourself, when I'm done giving birth, I'm going to do this thing. When my husband finishes this project, I will do mine. And for some reason, you've put everyone else before you and pushed yourself to the back. And so there's this longing in your soul, calling for those things that you've pushed behind the scenes. And now you feel this dissatisfaction. You're restless in your spirit. You know that there is more for you, but you can't figure out, how do I get out of here? You are the one I'm talking to. I say this because I've been there. For the longest time, I told myself, you know what, I wouldn't go to school so that my younger ones could go before me. And so I kept pushing that until I was ready. Of course, my last one, got into school, and I'm like, yes, this is the time. But guess what? Because I've pushed myself back for too long, I ended up making the wrong decision. However, through coaching, I was able to find my way back on track. And now I'm able to impact the lives that I want to impact, loving my loved ones without having to sacrifice anything. And you can do the same thing. So I'm inviting you to be a part of the Reclaim You coaching program that I'm putting together just for you. This is not for everyone. This is for you if you're a woman in your 40s and you want to stop sacrificing yourself but still be able to love those you care about. Click the link in my bio to apply now. I have only 10 slots for this batch. See you.
All right. Welcome back. Yes. I hope you didn't go anywhere. I didn't go anywhere either. Okay. So, as we open up this particular segment on the show, this is also going to serve as an accountability program for me because I promised myself that I was going to read more this year. And so every month I'll come back and share with you something new that I've learned from a book I'm currently reading. Okay. So for the month of January, I was reading the book called The Purpose-Driven Life. Now, this book, I attempted reading it in 2020, but I didn't even go past maybe day two or three. And this is a book that is written in form of a devotional and it lasts for 40 days. And I didn't go past day three or so. So this year again, I picked it up and I said, you know what, this time we're doing this. And oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. I've been telling myself, why didn't you read this? Ah, the things I've learned from this book. It could have saved me a lot if I just completed reading it in 2020. It could have saved me a whole lot. But such is life. As a firm believer of God, there is a purpose for this. Honestly, it's been mind-blowing. It's been enlightening. It's been enriching. And I was having fun with the book. Actually, it's just about to be completed because, you know, I said 40 days. So a few days more and I'll be done with it. But guys, honestly, this is an amazing book. And especially if you are a believer and you're a follower of Jesus, it's amazing. And if you're not, it is something that will spark up curiosity in you so you can, you know, find out more. Anyways, what is the lesson that I want to share from this book with you on this episode of, or on this segment of Monthly Chill with EJ on the Stress Streets podcast? Now, I have my notes here, so I'm just going to be coming to you from my notes. Now, this particular one really got me. When I read on this particular day, it was the day 16th, and it's like the title is What Matters Most. When I read a particular line there, I was like, oh my God, this is so true. What was this line that jumped at me from day 16 of The Purpose-Driven Life? What matters most? It says, love cannot be learned in isolation. You have to be around people, irritating, impatient or imperfect, frustrating people. I'm like, yo, isn't that true? Now, this is February, right? This is the love month. Everybody's already, everywhere is already being painted red. Everybody's expecting chocolates, you know, buying gifts. Some people are like, you know, for some, it's like, you know what, who's going to outgift the other person? Great. And for some people, they're just waiting, like, who's going to gift me? Who's going to be my Valentine? Blah, blah, blah. But let us remove our focus from that. I really talk about the thing called love. You see the statement right here? It changed things for me. I'm like, what? That is so true. You can't love in isolation. You can't always hide in your house, in your apartment, in your space, in your office, in whatever you do, and then profess that you love people. Like, the test of loving is in being with annoying people and still loving them either ways. And I'm like, oh, this was so powerful for me. And it really changed my perception about dealing with people. As a matter of fact, I had somebody who was really annoying. And at the time, I had blocked them off like, please, 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 I don't have time for this. And when I read this, the person's name and face flashed, and I'm like, okay, this is me acting and in obedience and actually practicing what I'm learning. And so I opened up the conversation again. It's not been smooth, you know, but it's a work in progress, and it's really teaching me to be more tolerant, to be more patient, to know that even I could be annoying sometimes and people kind of bear with me. So why on earth wouldn't I do the same for other people who are maybe annoying, impatient, imperfect around me, frustrating, you know? And it has really changed a lot for me. So I'm just going to read a couple of other things that I picked from this particular chapter. Another thing, you know, some of the lines that dropped that I wrote down is, the best use of life is love. And honestly, if you look at it, even from the point of view of a believer, The reason Christ came to die for us was out of love. And it was to also connect us back to the Father's love, right? So love is really the most important thing. It is what matters most in life. When you operate from the place of love, you see beyond our differences. You see beyond what makes this person different from you. And you just go past that. Love would help you go past that to still be able to relate with that person just based on the fact that we are all humans. We all mess up sometimes. We all have things we're struggling with. We are all imperfect. And so, you know, that thing that annoys you in that other person, you can overlook it when you're operating from a place of love. So the best use of life, if you really want to enjoy life, if you really want to impact in life, if you really want to influence in life, you need to do it from a place of love. Jesus died on the cross because he loved us. And look at that, 2024 years later, we're still talking about him. We're still followers of him. We're still believers of the finished work that he did for us on the cross. So the best use of your life, of my life, is love. So let us learn to love. It's a journey. It's not a one-time thing. It's not a feeling. It's not, you know, today I love you. I don't know. It's a choice. It's a decision. And it's a long life decision, lifelong decision, right? Life without love is really worthless. Honestly, whatever you're doing, if you're not doing it out of a place of love, it's worthless. It is. Think about it. Any way you want to go about it. If you're not doing it out of love, it's not worth it, okay? Love will last forever, and that is true. Yes, that's the only thing that will last forever. I remember, you know, one of the scriptures says there are three things that will last, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of all is love. So, yeah, we will be evaluated on our love. So when the end is here, so if you don't believe that there is a God and you don't believe that everything does not end here, that there is no afterlife and everything, well, congratulations to you. But I believe in the afterlife. I believe that life is beyond the here and now. I believe that I am going to give account of my life after now. So, and I know that love is one of the things that I'm going to be judged by. This thing I'm doing, my podcast that I'm doing, am I doing it out of love? Love for people, love to say, I've learned this thing and I know that somebody else might not have access to this book, but will probably watch this video or listen to this podcast. I want to share it from a place of love. I'm still learning. I'm still a work in progress as well. But again, everything I do is from a place of, man, I really love to talk to people. I really love to listen to people. I really love to hear people's story. And that's why I bring people on the show to interview them. Okay. So we will be evaluated on our love. So why are you doing what you're doing? And I think that's one of the beautiful things of being a Christian as well, because our Christianity, which is not a religion, is a lifestyle based on love, love for God and love for humanity. And that's why when Jesus said the two greatest commandments is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your might, all your strength. And the second one that is like it is to love your neighbor as yourself. So basically, when you look at those two, horizontal, vertical, you're loving God, and based on your love for God, you're relating with other people based on that love. So basically, love is the beginning and the ending of everything. So if you can grow in love with yourself, with God, and with others, I think life will be worth living. All right. Now let's bring it out to relationship, right? So again, February, love month and all of that. Please note that relationship takes time, right? It takes time. It takes effort. And the best way, I love what he said here. He said the best way to spell love is time. So you can't claim to love a thing or a person if you don't spend time with them, if you don't spend time doing that thing, okay? So you can't claim to love a thing or a person if you don't spend time with that thing or that person. So know this, in all of your relationships, friendships, romantic relationships, marriages, when time is not being spent, is a pointer to the fact that let's check our love gauge. Is it still intact? And I can tell you for free that I've been a victim of this in different ways, in all classes, and I'm learning the hard way. And this book is really bringing it home for me to say truly, relationship takes time and effort. And the best way to spell love is time. When you spend time, your time is something you can't get back. So when you spend time doing something, that actually shows where your heart is. It shows where your love is. So if you can't spend time with somebody, you really don't love them. If you can't spend time doing something, you really don't love that thing. Think about it and reevaluate your actions and your positions in your different relationships, okay? And I'll close with this, just this summary of this, you know, particular chapter, day 16, in the Purpose-Driven Life. It says, the best use of life is love. The best expression of love is time. And the best time to love is now. So as we go ahead in the month of February, remember that life is all about love. Life is all about relationship, really. Relationship with God, relationship with yourself and with others, okay? So remember that and use your time wisely. If we want to check out what you really love, we will check out what you're spending your time on. Okay, so that's what I learned. That's one of the things that really popped out for me in January. And I'm looking forward to what I'm going to learn in February. Okay. Since we're chilling, guys, let me just see you. So I started a journey last year, Q4 last year, where I started to work on my branding. That was when I cut off my hair. If you know me before, you know I am on dreadlocks. But, you know, now look at us here. We're here. I don't know. We might be doing the hair again. I don't know. But for now, we're here. And that journey started. And right now, I'm happy to let you all know. I'm announcing it first here. And so you're hearing it first here because you're my people, okay? I'm announcing it first here. Finally done with phase two of my rebranding, and my website is ready. It is so sleek. So sleek, guys. Like, I'm not even joking. I'm not even playing. Go and check it out. I'm going to leave the link in the description, theenergeticej.com. Check it out. Engage with it. Give me your feedback, okay? And if you're looking at any of the services I offer there, please click on the link, engage with it. If you want coaching, apply for the Reclaim You coaching to check if we're a great fit. If you want to be on this podcast, send me a message. Let's see how we can feature you on the podcast. And if you have an event, whether it's in person or virtually, then you want me to be your event host, reach out to me, contact me. Let's talk. Let's do business together. All right. So that's my update from me to you. Check me out. Let's get to know each other better. I really want to connect with you. So I'll be looking forward to hearing from you, getting your questions. You can ask me anything. Of course, I'm not under any obligation to answer any of your questions, but ask the questions. The ones I can answer, I will answer. The ones I cannot answer, I'm going to tell you straight up, I'm sorry, I don't have answers for this one, or I'm sorry, I'm not in a place where I want to share the answers to this yet. But please throw them at me anyways. Check me out. Also, send your questions to stretchstreetpod@gmail.com. So you can send your emails there with your questions, your feedback. Let me know. Because also, on Monthly Chill with EJ on this podcast, I would love to, you know, get your feedback and maybe use this time out to read out some of the feedback that I'm getting from my audience. So you want to be a part of that, okay? All right. We don't want this episode to be too long because it's just me. And you never know how time flies when you love talking. Yes, I love talking. That's why I spend time talking. Anyways, guys, I hope that you got some value from this particular segment. I'm looking forward to the next one in March when I'll be back here to say happy new month in March. And I'm going to give you an update on what I've learned, what I'm working on, you know, and how you can engage with me further. Thank you so much for being a part of the show today. This is the Energetic EJ. We'll be back to the guests and the deep conversations, talking about life's challenges and the life lessons that people are learning from it from next episode. Till then, remain amazing. Remember again, life is all about love. and love. To spell love is time, okay? How to spell love is time. And the best time to love is now. So, happy loving in this February. Ensure that you love those who are very important to you. Do not neglect them, okay? God bless you, and I'll see you next week.
Bye.